Thank you for joining us for this hour of the Internet Advisor. Quite a variety of topics that we've been touching on, everything from broadband connection to rural areas to possibly a brand new phase of our defense, and that is a new cyber warfare unit being created. With us right now, and this is the time of the show when we bring in Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And matter of fact, Mike was a co-author with Richard Steenen on a book about cyber war. Am I right on that, Mike? I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It was called Cyber Stiletto. It's still available.
That's right.
And took real life. It was back. We actually outed Israel and the U.S. For launching the Stuxnet virus a year before the New York Times did. We didn't get any credit for it. But it's a cybercrime thriller based on real people, incidents, but we just changed the names. There are no innocents to protect, but we just changed the names, right?
So. That is fascinating, yeah. And that ties into this whole business about the Cyber Command being created. Well, Mike, you know, with MI Tech News, folks, is a gathering of information about technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan. It now has been expanded to include a number of podcasts and video elements to it. And Mike, we're going to do something a little bit different today. We generally touch on a few of the headlines that you have, and we're going to be doing that today. But we have a guest that we're going to introduce in just a moment to talk about one of those headlines. But maybe before that, let's just quickly, a couple of things I see down here. Well, first of all, we talked about this, was the feds shut down two of the dark web's biggest purveyors of illegal goods. And was it Ed, you or Shane was asking, you know, is there another one that's popped back up? They're kind of like mushrooms.
Well, I'm not sure if one's popped back up, but they took two down, and one of them was by far the biggest. That would be Alphabay. And it was on the dark web, and you could only access it through the Tor browser. You couldn't, like, use your Chrome browser to get there.
Mm.
And the other one was called Hansa. But there was actually a very coordinated attack. Not only was the Department of Justice involved, but Europol was involved. And they just shut them down. And they were big, 200,000 customers, 40,000 sellers. And this is really, really illegal stuff that you can't buy anywhere else, you know, arms and drugs and you name it.
Yeah, and a lot of, Ed, you were saying, I think, you know, a lot of those lists of credit card numbers and things like that.
Yeah, a lot of auctioning off of people's private information.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even most recently with the Pirates of the Caribbean movie leaked, that was there, I mean, for sale, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, another report you have down there, and this one is kind of scary, and I'm seeing more reports like this out there. Technology may automate half of all low-skilled jobs in the U.S. I mean, starting, I've been a truck driver, so pardon me, I don't mean this to be a slap against truck drivers, because it takes a good deal of skill to do that kind of thing, but there's a less, if you will, skilled in some other professions. But
ironically, truck drivers are in great demand right now, but when we get into autonomous vehicles at some point in the future, then you're going to have caravans of trucks. It's pretty much like a railroad train running down the highway, and you won't need the drivers.
They're already experimenting with
scary.
Yeah, they're experimenting with that in Europe, too.
Yeah. There's some other scary stuff that comes out of this report. It even says that STEM jobs are threatened by a lot of this artificial intelligence or the automation and things like that. And STEM is what, you know, those jobs, science, technology, engineering, and math, are a huge demand here in the country. And they can't get enough people to do that, and you can write your own ticket when you have those skills. But those also are not the things that the jobs that are safe are the ones where you have the touchy-feely kind of thing, like recreational therapists, frontline supervisors, mental health workers. You can't really automate those. But all this other stuff is really up for grabs.
Wow. What shocked me was the statement that half of all low-skilled jobs in the U.S. are up for grabs. That's scary.
Yeah.
That is really scary. All right. What I want to move on to, though, is a fascinating headline you had here about the Supreme Court ruling that the First Amendment rights extend to augmented reality video games. And we have somebody with us to join the conversation. I'd like to welcome Brian Wassum from Warner Norcross and Judd. He's an attorney there. And I'll let you, Mike, give a little bit more background on him. But welcome, Brian.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, actually, the person that should be talking about is Brian. I essentially, he sent me all this stuff on Thursday, the court ruling. I did an interview with him. He's the expert. He's the one, actually, that was in court defending Candy Lab. So, Brian, I think, actually, instead of me just repeating what you told me, it probably should come straight from you.
Okay, well, just one minor point of clarification, Buck. You flatter me. I haven't quite made it to the Supreme Court yet. This is a decision from a federal trial court.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll wait till it gets there, and then we can come back and talk about how the Supreme Court.
Okay.
But anyway, this whole situation stems from last summer's introduction of Pokemon Go and the huge craze that surrounded that. We just did hit the 1 year anniversary of that release. And Milwaukee, like, you know, every large city across the country, really, had to deal overnight with unusually large crowds of people flocking to these public places, because that's where Niantic, the company that released the game, located its GameStop. And
yeah,
this was not by far the first augmented reality location-based game. And this type of game has been out for a long time. It's just the first one that really hit.
Yeah, and it did hit.
Caught a lot of people by surprise, yeah.
Yep.
And so, you know, every other city in the country dealt with it more or less like they do with any other public crowd situation. They regulated the people that are actually out there. So if the problem is having too many people in your park, well, you control access to the park. If the problem is after hour violations or nuisance or littering or whatever else, you ticket the people that do those things.
Okay.
The problem here is that Milwaukee got too clever by half. You know, they have one supervisor there in particular who ran this bill through their board who decided, I'm going to skip one step ahead. I'm going to go one level up in the chain, and I'm not going to regulate the people playing the games. I'm going to regulate the companies that are publishing them. And I'm going to say that you can't even release a game that people can play in Milwaukee parks without our permission, without a permit from the county.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
And that's when you start to run into constitutional problems, because, you know, the First Amendment has an issue with regulating the publication of content. And so that's the basis of the claim that we filed. I didn't file, Mike mentioned, my client was not Niantic. This wasn't directly about Pokemon. It was about a game called Texas Rope'em. It's another augmented reality location-based game. Happens to be themed around poker.
Yep.
Put out by a company called Candy Lab AR down in the San Diego area.
What is the long, Brian? We don't have much time here, but what do you see as the long-term implications of this particular ruling?
Sure. Well, the immediate implication is that people who are out there creating AR content can have a little bit more confidence that the courts are going to protect their expression just as much as we do in any other medium, be it video games or books or movies or TV, whatever else, radio. You know, the courts will recognize, hopefully, if this trend continues, as I think it will, because judges tend to get these issues right, that the First Amendment is very, very strict about permitting people's rights to publish.
Gotcha.
So you're going to see more backlash. You know, anytime you have a new medium of expression, 20 years ago when the internet was new, we had a lot of knee-jerk reactions like this. Oh, wait a minute, wait, we can't have that. Until society gets used to it and starts to settle out, and we realize, hey, this is just another way of expressing ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating. Brian Wassump is with us. He is an attorney with Warner, Norcross, and Judd. And I know, Mike, you have Brian on periodically on your M Squared TechCast, you and Matt Rausch, right?
Yeah, he's going to be on Monday, in fact.
Oh, good. So you're going to be speaking at more length about that, Brian, on Monday?
That's the plan, yep.
Excellent. Okay. And Mike, just quickly, let folks know about M Squared TechCast and how people can tune in to listen to that.
Well, we're on the Podcast Detroit Network, so we're not a terrestrial like you guys are, but we're internet, which means everybody in the world can listen live from 3 to 4 at podcastdetroit.com. Just say network. afterwards, we offer it as an MP3 file that we promote vigorously on the website, in the newsletters, on social media. And
that's
hopefully, in the case of Warner, Norcross, and Judd, they'll promote it to their audience as well, I'm sure.
Excellent.
So we'll get a lot of play out of this. And then Brian is also just been named the co-chair of the new, what's the exact name of the group, Brian? Emerging Media and Connected Devices.
Emerging
device,
Media,
right?
Connected Devices, yeah. Yeah, excellent. Capture all this stuff.
Guys, thank you so much. We're wrapping up our first hour here, but I want Brian again. Brian Wasson, thank you so much for being with us and sharing this interesting. And Mike, as always, another great, fascinating topic from MI Tech News. You have yourself a good week, all right?
All right, thanks. Have Foster. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. That's Mike Brennan, and it's mitechnews.com. To sign up for your copy of that, simply go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down to Mike's smiling face, and you can sign up there, or go to mitechnews.com, put your email address in, and you're on your way.